It's Thursday, October 8th. Welcome back to our Super Contest show we do every Thursday. It was a rough one last week. We'll talk about that in just a second, but I'd like to welcome in, as usual, Matt Ford. Matt, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. One of these weeks, we're going to be bragging about what a hot week we had. It's just a matter of time at this point, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we'll get into that in just a second, because I have some theories we need to talk about that we need to revisit. But first of all, we had another couple of positive COVID tests in Tennessee. They look like that game against the Bills this weekend will probably not happen. We had a player test positive on the Raiders. We had another player, Stephon Gilmore, test positive on the Patriots. And look, guys, Matt, are you an infectious disease expert?
I'm not.
Okay. I'm not either. I don't pretend to be right now. I have read from reputable sources what the viral load is, how the virus spreads, how it can spread, transmission rates. I know all that stuff. Like, I've looked it up, but I'm still not an expert on it. I let the people in charge decide what the NFL is going to do. But we do this collective thing where we just freak the F out on social media anytime someone tests positive. One, we all know people are going to test positive. Two, and this is a saying my wife says to me all the time, she says, take a deep breath of acceptance, right? When something happens, I'm stressed out about it, she says to me, take a deep breath of acceptance, because you cannot fix the thing that you want to fix now. And NFL fans, there's nothing we can do. The NFL has a plan. They have protocols put in place. They're about to fine the Tennessee Titans for not following the protocols. They might make them forfeit a game for not doing that. They have everything in place. They've thought about everything. Everyone, please take a deep breath of acceptance that they know what they're doing and you do not know what you're talking about. It's much easier that way. Let it play out, right? There's no need to cancel season today. No need for that. I do not understand, Matt. Why is there this collective freak out? Let's see what happens tomorrow. See what happens on Friday. See what happens on Saturday. Like, just, we have to let this play out, guys. There's no decision going to be made right now.
I agree. I think it's the same feeling of people who are unfortunate enough to have like a really strong fear of flying, of that feeling of like, oh, I'm out of control. Like, something's going to go wrong here. I think it's just that same impulse. And I will say, like, no matter how much we tell ourselves this, like, I'm not immune to this either. Like, today I was thinking about how I should manage my fantasy trades and whether it would make sense to, usually I try to consolidate my, like, you know, B plus guys to get an A plus. And this year it's like, do I need more B plus guys to have some depth in case this thing gets crazy? Like, that's, I think, why people are so rattled, is that we're so focused on the ritual and the control and all that stuff. And it's out of our hands, and we just got to roll with it and just enjoy what we got each week.
And I also think that people, and rightfully so, COVID can be scary, right? Like, I don't really have scary experience with it. I have on my wife's side of her work, she's a nurse. She said, I kind of know on that side about it. I had to test my daughter about 2 months ago. It was scary for 24 hours, not knowing if she was sick. I get being scared about it, and I get that. But the idea the NFL has not thought about extending to week 18, right? Or moving the playoffs back, or finding ways to get these games in, I think it's ludicrous. Of course they've thought about this,
sure,
but they don't want to do it. They're not going to create a week 18 for one missed game. Right. Sorry, Tennessee Titans fans, you don't have to forfeit it. It's not fair either, right? The Buffalo Bills get a win, a W. How about the Steelers? They have to move their game in their bye week. What about the Chiefs? What about the Chiefs, who are in a race right now with the Bills for the one seed? The Bills just get gifted a win. I don't know what other way to do it, Matt. Like, unless you schedule this week 18, the Titans have to be punished. Like, I saw someone suggest this. Should the Steelers get the Titans draft pick? Like, is that fair? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the good news is, and you were alluding to this, like, the NFL has thought about this. They had months to figure out what they wanted to do, and presumably they have a better plan than like all of us on Twitter just like venting our best idea. And look, this isn't fair. It's a global pandemic. Like, I think one of the things with sports fans is we're used to, hey, if this isn't fair, we're going to have an instant replay review and we're going to sort it out. Like, this isn't that. Like, we're all in this and don't know what's going to happen. So I trust that the NFL has thought through some contingencies, and I just am glad we have football to talk about. And hopefully, yeah. I mean, today it did feel like, you know, there was this rash of positives, today being Wednesday. So hopefully that just doesn't continue.
Yeah. Let's see what happens, guys. Deep breath of acceptance. So let's get to talking about
football
this weekend.
Let's talk some football, Jeff.
We're 9-10-1 after a bad weekend last week.
So maybe let's not talk about football. Let's not.
Just you remember last week we talked about kind of the principles, right? Of how you, over the long haul, how you have to kind of, the right way to do things, right? Mm-hmm. Home, dogs is a great way to go. You fade the public, right? All these things that I was taught the way to gamble. I know you were taught that we were at the same company, right? Like that's how you win money gambling on the long run. It's very hard to do, right? To be that disciplined, to choose your spots, not bet on every game. But Matt, I'm here to tell you, man.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if we can do this anymore, buddy, because it's not profitable. These big favorites on the road, especially, cover all the time now. They cover all the time. Last weekend, depending what line you got, right? Baltimore did not cover. Washington came down and covered at the end. If you got the super contest line, you covered. If you got the one on Sunday, you didn't cover. That took a fluke interception. Otherwise, Baltimore, another team, covers a 14-point spread on the road. So I look today, Matt, at the we have 14 teams, believe it or not, in the NFL that have zero or one win through 4 weeks. 14 of them. It's a lot. 14, okay?
Wow. They're all Denver in the NFC and Cincinnati. East.
What?
They're all in the NFC East.
I know. Denver and Cincinnati are 3-1 against the spread. Fantastic, right? And we'll get to the Bengals a little bit. I hope that you like the Bengals like I like the Bengals this week. The rest of the teams, the 12 teams right now, Matt, against the spread, 11-34-3.
Wow.
Well, like you just can't, and the thing is, okay, did it change after 4 weeks? I don't know, because do I trust, well, now the Giants are on the road, but do I trust the Jets at home getting 7 points? How do I trust that? They have a backup quarterback. That's, throw that game out maybe. But we'll get to your team, Washington football team. Like, they're getting 7 at home. How do I trust in this season Washington's going to cover that game? And any other year, we'd be like, Washington, bet it, do it. Who cares? Doesn't matter. They're not good, but 7's too many points. And so we might have to change, Matt. That, I'm throwing it out there to you.
Yeah. Look, you make a great argument. What I will say is these things work for a reason. And the other view of this is it's gone one way for 4 weeks. There was no preseason. The defenses in particular feel like they're still way behind. At some point it's going to correct back. So I think we don't really need to overthink this too much. I think the one thing we just need to say is no Jets, no Giants. And then from there, if we just agree on that, I think we're going to be fine. The rest of it, we've been okay, but it feels like we've been on the Jets or Giants every single week.
I know.
They've screwed us each time. So that's my proposal.
Yeah. I mean, even heading back to last year, I think the double-digit favorites on the road have covered like 17 of 19 games. It's just ridiculous.
Last year, I remember having this same thought at some point.
Yeah, so maybe it's a new norm in the NFL. We just have really bad teams and really good teams, and the disparity is so large to where you have to bet the road favorite. All right, let's get into our plays for the week. I like a lot. You like a lot. And by the way, we're going to have maybe a segment built in called where Matt Ford was smarter than Jeff Schwartz, because you, I was wrong with the Bengals. You loved them last week. I threw him out on Friday or Saturday when there was some injury news, and we went to Lions instead. By the way, you have to check back on my Twitter on Saturday. We put out the official, we might throw a team out for injuries, just letting you guys know.
Yep.
And you were right, and I was wrong. So I want to credit that. So
wow. Savor this moment. Clip it off. I'm just going to put it on my phone and maybe set it as an alarm. So every day I'm reminded of the one time I was smarter than you about football. One time in
right.
4 years.
You were right. All right. Let's start with the Thursday night game.
Let's do it. So that's Tampa Bay at Chicago. Tampa Bay, a 3.5-point road favorite, opened at 3. Who do you like?
I would just stay away from this game. I mean, the Bears, I didn't terribly like them last weekend. Yep. I know you loved them last weekend, and partly because I thought we'd see Nick Foles like we saw Nick Foles, which was not a good quarterback. He's not been a good quarterback outside of two regular season games the last 3 years. He hasn't been good. He wasn't good again. And the Bears defense is really good. The Tampa Bay is down Godwin. They're down OJ Howard, obviously, now. Then they're down Shady McCoy as well. They're just beat up on a short week on the road. I don't want to touch this game, man.
I don't either. That 3.5 is begging you to take the Bears.
It is.
But I think we can find 5 better ones than this.
I'm with you, buddy.
All right, let's move on to one that I think we're going to have some discussion about, and that is your hometown Carolina Panthers, 1.5 points dogs at Atlanta. Atlanta favored again. They are a winless team.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And by the way, this is the line opened at 3.5. I bet this at 3.5 on Sunday. Atlanta 1-3 against the spread. I think Carolina wins this game, by the way.
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater, 29-9 against the spread as a starter. We talked about this all through the season. But, you know, here's a couple things just stat-wise. Atlanta's allowed the most big plays in the NFL in defense. Mm-hmm. They're 31st against the pass. They're 28th in the red zone. And Carolina's offense, we're talking about offense versus defense right now, Carolina's offense has been better without Christian McCaffrey. They're rushing for more yards. Crazy. Teddy Bridgewater right now is in his career high in completion percentage, passing yards a game, efficiency. Like, he is playing some great football right now. And Atlanta's just not good right now. Turn to the Panthers defense. Panthers defense, the first 2 weeks, they were 26th in expected points added, EPA. I love that stat, right? Just kind of a good old, I understand how it works, but I sort of don't, but it's a good stat to determine efficiency, essentially. The last 2 weeks, they've now moved to 15th. They're doing a good job on defense. They're young, but they're getting better. And I just don't trust the Falcons. I like Carolina here to win this game outright, but I'll take the point and a half.
Definitely. This is a fun money line bet. It's probably around even money. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. I'll do you one better. 18-4 against the spread as an underdog in his last 22. He's money. And look, sometimes I think what I told myself this week is we've been overthinking some stuff. When you watched Atlanta on Monday night, so A, they're coming off a short week. B, they quit. Like, they flat out had no answer for Robert Tonyan, for all of those, you know, ancillary Packers receivers. And Green Bay just ran all over them. Atlanta looked completely disorganized on offense with Julio Jones banged up. You know, he played a little bit. And then Calvin Ridley just was a complete non-factor. A team that can just go that quickly to just completely out of a game really worries me. And I think this could be sayonara to Dan Quinn. It could finally happen after this.
There's no reason you bet the Falcons in this game. I know the line is steamed down 2 points, which is not great. I mean, like, I think we're not getting much value here, but I think they win outright. So I'm Carolina on the board.
Yep. This will keep moving, I bet. So we're getting a decent number, even though it moved quite a bit. Okay. One down. And by the way, I want to mention that at the Super Contest, the two games that are up in the air right now, aren't even on the board. That's Buffalo, Tennessee and Denver, New England. So we're not even going to discuss those. Unless you had planned to, I guess I should have run that by you at some point, but we can't even bet on them.
I mean, I didn't prep for them because they're not on the board.
Yeah, so they're out. Okay, next up, let's talk about another one of your favorite teams. The Kansas City Chiefs are 12.5-point home favorites to the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs minus 12.5 here. You don't like it?
Go ahead.
Too many points? Okay. Let me get my, okay, here we go. So Chiefs have covered, we know, 11 of the last 12. Andy Reid is 14-2 against the Raiders, which doesn't matter to the spread, but here's the reason why. The last three games they played each other, the Chiefs have beaten the Raiders by a combined score of 103-22. The games are not close, and the Chiefs defense is better now than it's been in any of the past two seasons. They're a better team now than they were when they played the last couple of years. And the Raiders are not very good. They're 30th on defense. They're 30th in DVOA. They're 30th in points scored. They're just not a good football team. That's a ton of points. I get it, man. I understand this. But for some reason, there's a mental block with Carr and the Chiefs. And I'm going to ride it with 12.5.
So let me lay this stat out that I'm going to reference a few times. The first thing is the Chiefs, obviously, everyone's talking about this, the 3 games in 11 days thing. They just came off of a short week against New England, which shouldn't really matter. But then they have another short week ahead of this and they're going to the Bills.
Oh yeah,
so this
they're going to lose that. They're going to lose that game, by the way. I'm telling you right now.
So they're either going to lose that game or they're going to like barely squeak by in this game, or they blow out and then lose that game. I feel like it's going to be one or the other. But here's a stat that I found really interesting. So proportionally, road division dogs cover more at the beginning of the season because these lines get inflated. It's 56% of the time they cover, which, as you know, Jeff, like if you're hitting that, that's a winning percentage over the long term. So this is just feels like one of those games where the Chiefs don't have to blow them out. I know they did twice last year, but this is sort of like a survival game to me. And the Raiders, like, yeah, they know they got blown out twice last year. I'm a little wary of the 12.5. And frankly, the fact that it was 13 everywhere and it came down to 12.5 kind of makes me feel like the sharps are going to weigh in on this thing as the week goes on. So I'm a little worried about it.
Well, the sharps have weighed on. I mean, the money, they're probably going to bet the Raiders. But I'm just going back to my theory, man, about good teams beating bad teams, and they're kicking the shit out of these teams. And I mean, you know, the Chiefs, even on a bad day, score 28 points, and the Raiders' defense is terrible. They're going to score 35 points in this game. The question is, do they score 24 and cover? I'm okay with putting it as a maybe because, you know, it's a lot of points, but I think KC is going to blow them out. But I'm okay with putting a maybe. We got other games to talk about, too.
Let's put a maybe. If we couldn't potentially be a betting show and both of us be like, yep, Chiefs 12.5. Let's lock it in.
That's correct. This is going back to the principal stuff. It's not a good bet, but
this it's not. But I get the logic, and I'm willing to hear it out. Next up is the Los Angeles Rams. Sean McVay coming back home to DC. Rams favored by 7 over the football team. Why don't we start this actually with a conversation about Dwayne Haskins, who got benched today. He's now the third string quarterback. He will not even probably be active on Sunday, which means Alex Smith will be. It's the Kyle Allen era in DC. I obviously have some thoughts as that's my hometown team, but Jeff, I wanted to give you the first crack at this.
So Kyle Allen last year was dead last by Pro Football Focus in quarterbacks that had at least 50 snaps last season. He was like 27th in EPA. He's not a good quarterback. This change just screams like, I do not like Dwayne Haskins. I never liked Dwayne Haskins. I'm getting rid of Dwayne Haskins, right? Like, I don't understand this move. It doesn't make him a better football team. It just makes him a team not led by Dwayne Haskins. You're a Washington football fan. What do you make of this move?
Fellow University of Maryland alum Torrey Smith said something smart. He said on Twitter that it was sort of a perfect storm against Haskins. I'm just going to quote him. Number one, the new regime didn't draft him. Two, it's a new offense with no offseason. Three, the Washington team can compete right now in the NFC East, which is hilarious. And four, there's this other quarterback who knows the system better as far as understanding the offense. Now, I agree. Kyle Allen is not good. I'm a little conflicted here. But Ron Rivera said something pretty interesting, which was he said that the fans can't see how frustrated the players are because they feel like they have a chance in some of these games and Haskins hasn't delivered, which, like, frankly, is not coach speak. Like, that's not a thing you hear often when a coach gets up to the podium. So, I trust him, but it's obviously not the long-term solution.
Yeah.
I just think that they suddenly feel like, hey, we actually can compete in some of these games and Haskins hasn't really let us. It's kind of I'm kind of bummed because I like him.
I don't know, man. It's not just all Dwayne Haskins. And yes, the perfect storm, right? No offseason program, a short training camp, but 4 weeks to bail on him like that. He hasn't had a full season under his belt. He hasn't played 16 games in his career as a starting quarterback. Yeah. And the news, by the way, Alex Smith, second string it appears, which again, I never thought he'd see the field, but it appears he is. All right, let's get to this game. I love the Rams minus 7. If you look at here, let me pull everything out. The Rams are second, by the way, in offensive DVOA. The Washington football team is fourth in defensive DVOA, by the way. But that is mostly because they're pass defense. And weirdly enough, they're allowing 32 points per game in the last three games, but fourth in DVOA. I'm not quite sure like why that is. It's such a weird thing. They're 18th against the run, which we know the Rams do very well. But here is why I like the Rams in this game. You talked about the renewed Washington offense. I don't think so.
That's generous.
But the Rams had their stinker last weekend, right? And we stayed away from that game. We could both feel it coming, right? When you have a stinker like that, you come out the next week, especially against a bad team, and beat the shit out of them. And I think the Rams are going to go to Washington this weekend and beat the shit out of the Washington football team. Like, that's just it. They're a good football team, right? They're in the top five of DVOA, I believe. I can pull up the exact numbers to make sure I'm right on this. They are a good football team, and they're good on offense. They're solid on defense, and they're going to come into Washington and beat their ass. And I'm good with the Rams. Again, it breaks all the principal. Rams are actually 11th in DVOA after they adjusted for schedule the last couple of weeks. They were 7th last week. I just need to go in there and steamroll them.
I'm up for this. The thing that worries me is Chase Young, who is the highest graded rookie on defense, according to PFF this year. without him, he's been limited. He missed last week, obviously. That the defense that week one, he, you know, him and Montez Sweat just dominated that Eagles O line, and the Rams have a much better scheme for that.
And Whitworth is playing really well at left tackle.
That's the old man from Hard Knocks. It's nice to see him at a high level. Yeah, I don't mind this one at all. I think it's, I don't want to say definitely yet, because obviously, you know, taking the big road fave. But Kyle Allen against the Rams, I don't love it.
I'm going to put that hardly on the list, by the way. I love this, but we'll see what else we got. We can squeak out here. Go ahead.
All right. Next up, we've got Jacksonville +6 at the newly Bill O'Brien free Houston Texans.
That was a shocker.
Who's the interim coach?
And, you know, I think that we're seeing word come out that JJ Watt and him got in a disagreement, which makes sense. Something had to trigger that, right? Like it had to trigger that he was just immediately abruptly fired 0-4. So interesting, Matt. What do you think the against the spread record the last 32 games with a new head coach, a fired head coach midseason, the next game after that, the last 32 times, what would your, actually, so, excuse me, the last 36 times, what would your against the spread record you think it is?
I'm guessing around 500.
14-22. I thought it'd be higher. Hmm. I thought, you know, like to your point about Kyle Allen, right? Like a renewed offense, a renewed team. But some of these teams just stink. Some of them just stink. It doesn't matter who the head coach is. So with that thought, I don't have an opinion on this game. I can't be convinced to bet Jacksonville, I think. I don't want no part of Houston here. How do you feel about this game? Do you have a strong feeling?
No, I don't. I think this is the get right game for Houston probably. But I don't trust them at all. I think Jacksonville's still a hair overrated because they got
a fluke. If it makes you feel any better, 38% of the bets are on Jacksonville, 95% of the money. They've got some reverse line movement from 6.5 to 5. I mean, 6.5 to 6. Yeah.
Same hard here. Pass. Okay, let's see what we got next. Next one is another kind of stinker here. It's the Jets +7 at Arizona. I'm going to just go ahead and spoil my surprise here. I have no feel for this at all. I don't trust Arizona.
I mean, the Jets are so bad. Like, and Joe Flacco starting? Oh, God. And
I mean, is that actually a downgrade at this point?
Arizona's been, by the way, a kind of a bad team this year. Like, I thought they were going to be good, and they're 23rd in DVOA. They're 25th on offense, 19th in defense. By the way, when Isaiah Simmons was drafted from Clemson, I kind of said, like, hey, guys, you know, I don't know, right? He's a jack of all trades. Is he master of none? Like, that just – and he's had trouble so far, right, trying to find a spot on this team. I mean, I lean Arizona at home -7, but I don't think that I want to touch this.
Yeah, I don't either. I feel like we can find five better ones than this. That's a pass. Let's move to Philly at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh coming off of their weird out of nowhere bye, and Pittsburgh's laying the 7. What do you think?
I want to bet Pittsburgh, but I probably shouldn't.
Keep going.
I just think they're just much better, and they're off a bye, and the Eagles are beat up. The Eagles are healthy. And the Eagles offense, yeah, they looked a little bit better against San Francisco, but like not that much better, right? I mean, the Niners benched their backup quarterback, played a third stringer, and lost by 5 with all those guys hurt. The Steelers defense is 3rd in DVOA. They're really freaking good. And the Eagles are beat up. Like nothing here shows me that Carson Wentz is going to score more than 14 to 17 points. And the Eagles defense isn't very good. Like I don't really understand. I mean, Philly's 30th in DVOA. Like I think the number's high. Like 7's a lot for the Steelers that sometimes kind of bullshit their way through games that against bad teams. But this is not that game because it's an inner, you know, state game, right? Like there's going to be a lot of juice for this game, and there's fans, I believe, for the first time back in the stands in Pittsburgh as well this weekend. I like Pittsburgh -7. How do you feel about it?
I like it too. The main reason is Philly's got such a problem on their offensive line with all the injuries. Lane Johnson is probably not going to play this week. Obviously, they've lost Peters and a bunch of guys on that offensive line. And Pittsburgh has the top pass rush in the NFL. Philly has 11 guys on IR at the moment, and that doesn't include Miles Sanders, who left the game early last week. Tomlin 11-5 straight up off of a bye since 07 when he took over. Pittsburgh's going to win, and I'm pretty comfortable.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. Eagles also gets a spread. The last 20 games are 7-13. They're actually against the spread. They're 13-23 since they won the Super Bowl.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's like people just want the teams they can trust, and I feel like everyone was just like, "Well, good coach, good quarterback. Let's go with Philly." I think they're probably.
I'm good with putting Pittsburgh in here.
Yeah, I like that. Off that bye too. Okay, so let's put them in the contenders. Next up is Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore 12.5 point favorites. Another one where it got bet down.
I mean, we're not getting like the best of the number here, but I like the Bengals to cover this game.
Man, it's what happened to you?
Why?
Because this is the same thing. It's Baltimore last week, you know, covered or they barely covered, maybe against the terrible Washington team where they benched the quarterback at the week after. Lamar Jackson 4-10 against the spread as a home favorite since he's been.
That's why I said the Bengals. I just said the Bengals. What do you mean when I'm at it again?
Oh, I thought you said Baltimore. Then let's go Cincinnati. Well, I said Bengals.
Did I not say the Bengals? No, for sure I said the Bengals. I'm in on the Bengals. It's like one of my favorite plays this week.
Oh,
I thought I said Bengals. I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? I love the Bengals.
Okay, well, good, because I thought you said the Ravens, and the play here is clearly the Bengals. They should call Joe Burrow Joey Covers, because he's covered every single game in the NFL so far. And again, this harkens back to that road division dogs thing. 56% of the games they cover in September, October, and November. This is a huge line for a Baltimore team that, frankly, is just not that impressive. They beat Cleveland in week one with that new coach and no preseason. They blew out Washington and Houston and lost to KC. Are they that good?
And you know, the Lamar Jackson knee thing's interesting. He didn't practice on Wednesday. I don't know how much to read into that, but you know, I mean, it's not good.
No, it's not. This is another where it's like everybody's putting way too much trust. And frankly, I think this goes back to that sentiment you were talking about at the very top, where these big numbers keep getting covered. And I don't think Baltimore is the team that is going to continue to do that. Since he's one of my favorites of the week.
I love the Bengals here too. Interesting. Bengals have covered four of the last five meetings in this series.
Hmm. Joe Burrow covered every single game so far. Pretty good. All right. Well, we've got one that we're going to add here. So let's take Cincy, even though we're not getting the 13 that we could have gotten a few hours before the Super Contest. Okay. Next one. I have a feeling I know how this conversation is going to go. Miami Dolphins +8.5 at San Francisco.
We need a sound effect for games I just don't want to spend a single second talking about.
Oh, but we have to. This is the official podcast of betting Ryan Fitzpatrick as a huge dog, isn't it?
So it's just a roller coaster. I don't like I guess, I mean, the problem for me with doing this is we're recording this on Wednesday night is I don't know the health of Jimmy Garoppolo yet, right? I mean, do we know if he's playing or not playing yet?
I believe he practiced. He's supposed to be on track to play. That's right. Clearly like the thinking behind that line. So obviously if that changes, this whole analysis would change. But my understanding is he's on track to play. Look, we got burned last week, right? We were texting each other. You were so mad because the Dolphins kept kicking field goals against Seattle. And they kicked five field goals. They should have covered that game. Like, they almost covered against Seattle, and Russell Wilson got them. Like, Miami's defense stinks, but they're worst at playing those deep balls. Garoppolo or Nick Mullins or whoever isn't throwing deep to, you know, George Kittle 50 times in this game. Like, it's going to be dink and dunk crap that they do all the time. I don't understand why anyone would be comfortable taking San Francisco here.
I don't want to take San Francisco. I don't know if I trust Miami though. I don't know if I like any better than the picks we have so far.
So let me talk about San Francisco quickly. Cake schedule this year, like unbelievable schedule. Their hardest game was the Eagles or the Cardinals because they played both the New York teams and smoked them, and they lost to the Eagles and the Cardinals. Like this also after this game. The 49ers, this is the next 7 weeks. Rams, Pats, Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Rams, Buffalo in a row. This is the get right game. This isn't the blow the doors off somebody game. Like, this is get everybody healthy, right? Everybody healthy and back. I don't think that they're going to run away with this at all.
I don't know, last weekend, I told you that, you know, I was going to start the show. I told you I was going to trust you more. So I'll reluctantly put the Dolphins in here for now. We'll see where the rest of the picks go. I mean, you feel strongly about it last week. That obviously would have won us some money. So let's put the Dolphins in there.
Man, this is like this. I can't tell if this is like an amazing development for me or my own new nightmare, because now I actually am going to be responsible for some of these.
I mean, I don't have a feel for this game, but if you feel strongly about it, I just don't.
Oh, the 49ers should not be 8.5-point favorites over anyone at the state that this roster is in, is how I see it. And who doesn't love a little Fitzmagic driving to backdoor at the end of the game? It's the best. It's my favorite part of like 3:45 every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It's frustrating. All right, let's get to the next game.
All right. Next game we have is, oh God, the Giants plus 9.5 at Dallas. Oh boy, what a stinker. An NFC East classic here. What do you think?
Oh, I don't want any part of this game.
You know Dallas is 0-4 against the spread this year?
You know the Giants have scored 3 offensive touchdowns this year?
I mean, I don't want any of this either, but how is Dallas favored by 10 over anyone?
They should. The play is the Giants. I'm not betting on the Giants.
Yeah, we've made a rule. No Giants. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. They've broken our hearts. But
the Giants are 100% the play here. I'm with you. Like, if you're betting this game, it's the Giants. It's really the over, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. But can we agree that we're not touching the Giants until prove they can cover a spread? Okay.
No.
All right. So if you bet that one, bet the Giants. But also don't bet that one by any means. Okay, next. Indy. 1.5-point road favorites at Cleveland. Interesting line, interesting game here.
So I really want to bet the Browns in this game, but I don't think I can right now. And the reason why is the Colts defense is really good. And if you look at right now, I'm going to pull up all the numbers just to make sure I got these right. The Browns have a lot of their success this year because their rushing attack, right? We know the rushing attack is one of the best in the NFL. And their passing game, though, is not as explosive, right? They're 30th in explosive plays through the pass, and they're only 19th in DVOA in the pass, right? The Colts defense is first in the NFL in DVOA. They're first in the NFL in EPA. They're first in the NFL on third down. They're a really good defense, and I think they're going to key on the run game for the Browns and then stifle the pass game. I don't think the Browns are going to get a lot of points in this game. I actually like Baker Mayfield's under total this week, the best out of maybe any bet for the whole week. I don't like this play because I don't think the Browns will score enough points.
It's good. It's a good take. I mean, I would lean Cleveland here. I'm that guy who just can't get off of the why is everyone like Indy train.
I'm with you. I don't get it either.
When Philip Rivers throws a ball, it looks like he's throwing a goddamn wiffle ball. Like, he looks so bad to me, but they continue to win these games. Granted, it helps that they've played the Jets, Jags, Vikings, and Bears in their first 4 weeks. They played Dalvin Cook once.
But the Browns have played the Bengals. They got blown up by the Ravens and played the Bengals, the Washington football team, and the Cowboys.
Sure. Noted. I just think that there's something different in Cleveland. Indy has not played. No one's played a rushing attack like we've seen with Cleveland this year. It seems like Cleveland's defense, they're still top 10 in DVOA. They seem to get beat on those downfield passes. That's not going to happen with Indy here. I would lean Cleveland, but I'm not going to beat the drum for them.
You know what worries me about this game too is a ton of public money on Cleveland. I don't like that.
It's a darling team and a home dog. That's going to happen.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Anytime the world's aligned on Cleveland is usually a time to bail. Okay. So that's, I think, a pass. So we got 2 games left here. Interested what you think here. So this is the Sunday night game, Minnesota, 7-point road dogs at Seattle. What do you got?
Boy, you're going to hate me for this one.
I don't know.
But Well, where do you think I'm going here? I'm going to make you guess.
I think you're going to Seattle.
I am going to Seattle.
Yeah. Let's go.
The Vikings suck. It's very simple. Seattle's hard. Good. And the Vikings and the Vikings suck. It's like that. It's that simple of a bet. Like Seattle is going to score 35 points in this game. Are the Vikings going to score 28? No, they're not. It's that simple, right? Like I know I could throw a bunch of stats out there. I'm sure I could find a bunch of them, but Minnesota, for some reason, is 13th in DVOA. I do not know why. They don't play like a 13th-ranked DVOA team.
Nope.
They beat a hapless Texans team last weekend, and Texans were driving to tie the game. Like, they're just – Seattle's just better. Like, it's that simple. Seattle's offense is unbelievable right now. And their defense is just kind of plodding along, but whatever. Who cares? Russell, who in the Vikings is going to stop this passing attack?
I don't know. I was so confused by this line because it's open at 9. And then all this money came in on Minnesota. A few things about Minnesota. First of all, since 2018, they are dead last in the NFL against the spread after a win. They're a team that people like to back when they're hot. Ooh, but that's burned them. They're 5-13-1, Jeff. That's not good. Remember, we do this every year. We forget. Kirk Cousins in prime time, 8-15-1 against the spread. That is not good. He consistently undelivers. Or no, sorry, that's straight up. He had a tie in prime time. He is not good in primetime games. And so look, this is 7. This isn't 13. Where's the respect for Seattle here? Like, they're a much better team. I think that this is going to be one of those games that lingers at 7, then all of a sudden it's going to drift back to like 8.5 because all the sharps are going to hammer it pretty soon. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I would love to put Seattle in here. And there's actually, I don't ever give teasers on here, but I'll tell you what, a Seahawks, Rams, Steelers teaser, get them all but to 1. That just feels like you're stealing money. And you throw in like a Cowboys over, because just bet the over every game, because why would you not bet the over every game? And you got a 14 teaser right there. But I mean, Seattle, you tell me Seattle is going to lose to Minnesota, the Rams are going to lose to Washington. I mean, the Steelers obviously is the one team that could lose in that, but I don't give teasers out very often. It's on my notes as like a really good teaser this week. Seattle, Rams, Pittsburgh, all get them to 1, and they just have to win the game for you to cash your teaser.
I love it, Jeff. I love that. Co-signed. Let's hit the Monday night game quick. The Chargers and your boy Justin Herbert, who, like, congratulations, man, continues to be great. He is a 7.5-point dog at New Orleans, the rejuvenated Saints. What do you think?
I don't have a feel for this game. I mean, we don't know Michael Thomas is going to play. Yep. I would lean the Chargers in the points here, because the Saints defense is still kind of suspect in my opinion. And, Herbert has done enough in these games to cover. He obviously looked great last week. But I don't like it any more than any of the games we have written down so far.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pass. The Thomas thing is so huge. And I feel like if this got down to 6.5, I'd be interested, but that's a pass.
Well, 6.5 is like your own bet. I don't know if I feel better than any of these other ones.
Yeah, but it's 7.5, so it's not even, who cares?
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a pretty good list here, Jeff. Do you want to give people a recap?
Yeah, so we have Carolina +1.5. We have the Rams -7, Pittsburgh -7, Bengals +12.5, Seattle -7, and then we have the Dolphins +8 that you really liked. I'll throw the Chiefs out of there at -12.5, even though I think they cover, but you're right. That's not why you don't come to this podcast for us to bet the Chiefs at -12.5. I feel great about those 5, dude.
Yeah, I do too.
What would you take out for Miami?
I really like Miami, but if the Rams one, I guess the Rams are like the shakiest play, obviously, because they're road favorites coming west to east. But I don't know. I would defer to you.
You don't want to be on the hook for the fans on Twitter. Look, there's always a fine line I walk between the former player in me betting games and then kind of like looking at it from the gambling side, the sharper side.
Yeah.
The Rams is as public play as can be.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, man, when you have that shitty game and you play another bad team and you're a good football team, the Rams are a good football team, you just kick their ass. I told you the first time, well, this doesn't even matter, apply to this, but like Kyle Allen is not a good quarterback. I don't know what the difference is going to make. No one's open. It's not like they're just going to magically have guys open. And what if he gets hurt? Then Alex Smith is coming in off that leg. He didn't barely practice all season, off season. Like, I just, it doesn't feel like the Washington football team is set up for success here. This feels very much like Rams up 21-0 in the first quarter type of game. They come out on fire.
Yeah. Let's definitely lock that in. The other ones that we could consider, the other weakest one I would maybe say is Pittsburgh laying the 7.
But we both like that, though. If we both like it, we shouldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, we both love the Panthers, we both love the Bengals, and we both love the Seahawks. So
the Panthers is the worst line of them all because that was at 3.5 to start the week.
Yep.
So I'm good with Carolina, Rams, Pittsburgh, Bengals, and the Seattle Seahawks -7. It's really a very public card this week.
It is. Well, not the Ravens. That's a nice one. And the Seattle one, like, I feel like every week I'm like, Seattle's going to regress. And then they absolutely murder their opponents. So maybe that could bite us this week. But I love that one with Cousins in primetime. Let's fly.
I'm with you there. All right, guys. We're going to do better this week. Okay? We're going to do better. We're going to come back here next week and say, hey, look, we have made you some money. We've made you smarter. If you feel like fading us, please let me know. At Jeff Schwartz. I'd love to know if you faded me this weekend. I have no problem with that. That's not a problem. You can do as you please. But I really appreciate the rating, the reviews, the subscribes, the notes about the podcast. We're growing. I appreciate that. And have a great weekend, everyone. It's football weekend. Let's have a great time. Talk to everyone later.